Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. Hello, my chickens. I have very exciting chicken news. I was trying to think what would be like a good chicken metaphor. What do chickens get excited about? Like, there's new mealworms and a new perch. No, but I have been working on this project and so excited about it and so fired up about it. And I have not been able to tell you about it yet. And now I can. So I just am very excited. So here's the thing. I have been doing a lot of work in the last kind of few months on writing my book and creating curriculum around training coaches and just been really digging into kind of my own work. Like every time that I create something big, new, like a book, like a new curriculum, it's this chance to like resynthesize and reprocess kind of what I'm teaching and what I think is really important. And one of the things that has been coming up for me so strongly is the way in which people who are socialized as women are taught that they are not an authority in their own lives. And I see this coming out in so many different ways. Right? Women are taught that they are not an authority on what looks good. Someone else needs to tell them how they should look. We're not an authority on what we should eat or how we should exercise. Someone else has to tell us that. We need to read a magazine. We need to read a book. We need to have somebody to tell us, right? That we are not authorities on our own jobs. We're imposters. We don't know what we're doing. We want someone else to validate that we're doing a good job or that we deserve to be where we are. We think we're not even authorities in our own minds. Right? Like, how many times have you said something and then said, well, I don't know if that makes sense, or I know I shouldn't feel that way, or, you know, maybe this is dumb, but like, even just our daily thought patterns are so infused with this belief that we are not an authority about anything, right? And even if we have a small area of our life where we, you know, might say that we think we're an authority in our professional life, like I would say, I think I'm an authority on building a coaching business in some ways. But when I look at the way that my brain operates, even me now, it still is like, maybe you should ask someone else their opinion about this. Should you do it that way? Maybe that's not the right way to do it. Right. And I know that like I've made so much progress on this and I still have work to do. And I know that so many of you have like not worked on this at all or have only just started to become aware of it. And you're still questioning yourself about fucking everything, like what you eat for lunch and how did you write that email and let you send it to a friend and have them read the email, even though you already sent the email. You want them to tell you the email's okay. Right. Or whatever it may be. There's just so many ways in which women are trained and taught that they are not an authority in their own lives or for anyone else. And we're actually kind of taught to fear authority. And so then we certainly don't want to be one. The problem is that, well, there's so many problems, but this just leaves you feeling so disempowered in so many areas of your life. And I see that coming up, especially now when, you know, we're sort of like, whatever it is, 3 years, 2 years into this pandemic, which some people don't even think about anymore, and some people are thinking about all the time. There's the war in Ukraine. There's inflation. There's like all of these factors that are kind of making us feel destabilized. And what I see, well, our thoughts about them are making us feel destabilized, but we're getting a lot of fodder for our thoughts from the newspaper, right? But what I see is that the people who have done the work to claim their own authority and power in their lives, they don't feel as afraid and destabilized. But my students, my clients who are newer to that concept haven't done that work yet, didn't know there was work to do on it, right? This is not a value judgment. It's like they didn't know that that was a problem because society told them they weren't an authority and they just believed it. So my students who have not kind of registered this as a thing and done the work on it, they're the ones who are feeling kind of, you know, afraid about the future and like they don't know what will happen in their lives and they don't know how to show up in the world and they don't trust themselves to make good decisions. And all of that leads to us like giving away our power, giving away our authority to other people, to institutions, to Instagram, right? And that's such a like drain and waste of your potential to take charge of creating an amazing life for yourself and to make the world a better place for everybody. So I have been really deep in working on this in myself and seeing how crucial this is for everyone else. And so I really want to share this work with you. And so what I have done is I have created a completely new, incredible event for you. It is called the Claim Your Authority, aka Stop Giving a Fuck What Anyone Else Thinks Challenge. The Claim Your Authority Challenge. And it's going to be happening live every day from October 24th to October 28th. And it's going to be incredible. This work is so, so deep and so important for everyone out there who's been taught that they're not an authority in their own lives. So we're going to have daily live trainings where I'm going to teach you a concept and then I'm going to teach you a simple tool you can start using right away, like that minute to start shifting it. We're going to spend a day talking about people pleasing and how to stop doing that. We're going to spend a day talking about validation seeking when we want people outside of us to validate us and make us feel good. It's the other side of insecurity and how to stop doing that. We're going to talk about abandoning our own authority and how to start claiming it, how to step into it. We're going to spend a day doing live coaching on these issues so you can bring your own questions and places in your life that you're giving up your authority and get coached on it. And I'm going to be teaching the Claim Your Authority Masterclass on the last day on Friday, where I go even deeper into each of those areas. And then I teach you the subconscious blocks that your brain has to claiming your own authority. So we work through the three biggest ways women abandon their own authority and how to start to reclaim it. And then we talk about what are the subconscious blocks that are going to come up for you when you are trying to keep practicing what you've learned in this challenge so you know how to deal with them. You're going to be able to ask me questions, get coached. There's going to be an amazing pop-up Facebook community where I'll be there, my clutch coaches will be there, our amazing community manager Anna will be there, all helping you support each other. These challenges are like so transformative and so much fun and very like intense for me and my team, very in-depth. So we only do them twice a year. So we did one last spring and that one was about burnout and we had more than 2,000 women participate in it. And it was such an incredible experience. In fact, I wanted to share with you a couple of comments that people left in the Facebook group when we were doing that challenge, because I really want you to understand how much you can shift just by focusing on something for a little bit every day for 5 days. It's not about spending an hour a day for the rest of your life. Just by doing this challenge and focusing for a few minutes a day for 5 days, even if you miss a day for 4 days, you can really truly change the way that your brain works. So one of our participants, Jean, left a note that said, "If you're tired of feeling powerless to affect your situation and sick of constantly feeling overwhelmed, here is the way forward from exactly where you are. For less than the cost of a fast food takeout meal for our family of four, I feel calmer and more able to be present for the people I love." And Josephine, who lived on the other side of the world, left a comment on a post that said, "Do it. You'll think you don't have time, but it saves time because you're likely wasting a lot of time and energy in unnecessary suffering." So I have to pause that this comment. There's more to it, but I just have to say that outsourcing your authority is the number one biggest drain on your time. Like now I'm like, I should have taught this in the burnout breakthrough. Like it is so related because every minute that you are doubting yourself, second guessing yourself, seeking everybody else's opinion, agonizing over a decision, putting it off, all of that comes from not trusting your own authority. And that is the biggest drain on your time and productivity. Anyway, Josephine also says, "I adored the whole thing, particularly the live coaching. I watched 100% on replay as I live in Australia, and it was still amazing. It didn't detract from the experience at all. So the challenge is open to you from anywhere in the world. You can be anywhere in the world. You will get all the replay access, so you don't have to be able to attend live. And one of our participants, Kristen, said, as a person who's passionate about social justice issues, it was really inspiring to hear how I could be more involved and helpful in the future to causes I care about by learning to master my mind rather than constantly feeling frustrated and thinking nothing I do is going to make a difference. It's totally worth it, especially if it's your introduction to thought work or you want to do something to make the world a better place but have no idea where to start. And so the reason I wanted to share that comment with you is that I think it's really important to understand that part of the way that society fucks us up is that it teaches women that since we aren't an authority and our opinions don't matter, that it's not worth it to spend time on ourselves. We're not a worthy investment of our own time and energy and effort, right? That should go to other people. We are just a resource to be extracted for other people's benefit and other people's improvement. And that is some fucking bullshit. Number one, just as a human, you existing have the right to try and deserve the ability to try to improve your own life and you improve your own mental and emotional health. That matters in and of itself. And on top of that, if you do want to be able to show up in a different way to impact other people in the world, how the fuck are you going to do that if you don't believe in your own authority and you don't believe that you have value and anything to offer other people and you don't trust yourself to make decisions and you don't trust yourself to stand up for yourself? All of that changes you and it changes the world. So this challenge is gonna blow your mind. I'm just so, so passionate about this piece of my work and about helping women claim the authority in their own lives. And when you look at my life from like constantly anxious, people-pleasing, validation obsessed, unhappy lawyer / academic to like financially independent, creating wealth, helping people all over the world in an amazing relationship, at peace with my body, life coach. That shit was entirely about claiming my own authority to make my own decisions and pursue my own dreams and beliefs in life. All right, I could go on about this forever, but you guys get the idea. So listen, very important. If you're in the clutch, don't register. You get this for free. We always have people get so excited that they just run and register anyway, then we got to refund you. If you're in the clutch, you don't have to register. It's free. It's free for you. You'll get all the information. Don't worry about it. If you're not in the clutch, then you need to come register to join. This entire day challenge, just to put this in perspective for you guys, The Clutch, my feminist coaching monthly community, monthly program, is $97 a month. This challenge, all 5 days of it, with the 5 days of live training and coaching and Q&A and the masterclass, all of that is $37. I laughed at the comment someone left about the family meal of four because I was like, in New York, that is lunch for one, pretty much. It's a fucking no-brainer. It's a bargain. So, but if you're in the clutch, don't register. You get it for free. If you're not in the clutch, here's how you can sign up. You can text your email to +1 347 997 1784. It's +1 347 997 1784. And the code word is CYA. So if you've never done this before, you text your email to that number, you'll get a response asking for the code word. You just text back CYA, the letters, claim your authority, CYA, and then you'll get the link. Or just go to unfuckyourbrain.com/CYA. unfuckyourbrain.com/CYA. Okay, so again, if you're in the clutch, don't register. If you're not in the clutch and you've been wanting to join the clutch and waiting for us to open, which I know a lot of you have because you're all up in my DMs because we've been closed since June, we are going to be opening the clutch later this month. And if you're in this challenge, you're going to get a chance to join early and get access to some amazing bonus coaching. So if you've been thinking about joining the clutch, you should come join the challenge. Literally nothing to lose because you'll be able to take your investment in the challenge and put it towards your first month in the clutch. So if you knew you were going to join the clutch anyway, or you were thinking about it, it's a no-brainer to come do the challenge. It's a no-brainer anyway, but this is like free money. And if you don't know what the clutch is, don't worry about it. You don't need to. If you haven't even heard this before, don't worry. Just come join the challenge, get your first taste of proactive thought work, and learn how to start to step into claiming your authority, in your own life to create the life that you truly want. That's what it's all about. All right, unfuckyourbrain.com/CYA or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. Code word is CYA. I cannot wait to get started with you guys. See you then. Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1-347-997-1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.